Welcome to the Prayer Journey, where you can take your place in our community of prayer. I'm your host, T.N. Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. And for those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment, ask a question, talk to us. 1-877-904-0198, and you press the number 1, and our producer will acknowledge that you want to talk to us, and we'll be so happy to hear from you. Joining us today, of course, is our staff co-host, David Stambaugh. How you doing?
I'm doing great, T.M. Doing well. How are you?
I am doing absolutely well. God is good.
Thank you. All the time.
God is good. So, you know, today we're talking about fun in the sun. Summer is something that we usually all look forward to.
Absolutely.
The days become both warmer and longer. The sun shines, the holidays provide us plenty of time to go out and enjoy ourselves. You know, this is just a time where many of us are thinking about vacation and beaches, laying in the warm sun with a nice
frisbee.
There you go. I was lost. You know, I got so stuck on the beach. I'm just like, man, the water is just, you know, you hear the waves of the waters. It's family time, alone time, you name it. Whatever it is, you know, even our aura changes in summer.
That's right.
Seems like people are more happy and more hopeful and a sense of relaxation. And ultimately, people are looking to have fun in the sun, which is very interesting because Sunday, June 21st, people, was the first day of summer. Can you hear the crowd?
I can hear you guys.
I know you're getting me excited. So today we're going to talk about having fun in the sun, but fun in the S-O-N. Wicked, wicked.
There you go. I like that. And Sunday was a very day that was packed with significance. It was, not only is it the beginning of summer, it was the summer solstice, so it was the longest day of the year. It was Father's Day, and for a lot of churches celebrated their graduates. You know, a lot of high school graduations going on. But since it was the beginning of summer, you're right. Sunday was the very beginning of having fun in the sun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, it was a big, big, great day. Did it rain then?
It did.
So,
poured.
Summer rain as well to go
Absolutely.
Along with it.
Absolutely.
It's really awesome. Sunday was the beginning of having fun in the sun. The longest day, summer solstice day, as you said. And you know, I never looked at it that way, that, you know, summer is just here.
Yep.
So let's talk about 2 points today, enjoying the fruit of our labor and having fun in Christ. So for starters, we can talk about the fruit of our labor. Summertime brings some of my most favorite fruits, cherries and grapes and peaches and pineapples.
Mm.
I love all of them. And each of those fruits are very juicy and enjoyable when they're ripe, just like us. So you may be asking, how do we enjoy the fruit of our labor?
That's what I was asking. That's a great question. I was just literally thinking the same thing. How do you enjoy the fruit of your labor?
Were you really thinking of?
I was. I was thinking, I wish I had a 3-step process on how to enjoy the fruit of
my
labor.
Oh, my gosh. Now you're almost like, you know, a psychic.
It would be great.
Good thing you have a script right there.
Oh, that's true, too. I do have that. Oh, yeah. It's easy. TN has a 3-step process.
There you go. I do.
Let's
go. So, first one is assess.
Watch yourself. Be very careful.
Assess the fruit that you have. Slow down and enjoy your fruit. And 3, share your fruit.
That's great. No, that's great. And that's a great approach because a lot of times when you look at the fruit, you slow down and enjoy the fruit and then share the fruit. A lot of people don't think that we're... You ever seen those people that walk around with a sad face and they're thinking that they have to suffer in life? But I think really God hopes that we would enjoy our life, that we wouldn't be so rigid, you know, working. I know some people that are workaholics. I know some people that just get up first thing in the morning and head to the office.
What?
I know some people that eat 3 meals a day at their desk.
That is absolutely insane. insane.
I ain't kidding you. They check in at 9. They don't check out till 9. And all of a sudden, they're workaholics. They don't allow themselves to enjoy what God has given them.
I used to know people like that.
I'm beginning to know fewer and fewer. But, you know, God gives us so much. He gives us a great place to live. He gives us a nice house or a condo or a rental place or something.
Yeah.
Gives us gyms to work out in, and we should enjoy all of those things, I think. Psalm 128 puts it like this. You shall eat of the labor of your hands, and happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. And when they talk about the labor of your hands, that's the fruit. We are to enjoy that fruit. And when it talks about happy, it's about being blessed and fortunate in that we should enjoy all the good gifts that God has given us.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I totally agree. But I will say this. I think before we can eat and enjoy, we must know what we have as far as the fruit that we have. You know, enjoying your fruit can be as tangible as your house, like you said, car you drive, possessions, the priceless things, like you have relationships with your family and your friends, really the gifts that God has deposited in you.
You're absolutely right. We often think of those tangible things.
Yeah.
And when you reflect, and when you work so hard or when you're not focusing on those other intangible things, those things that money can't buy, perhaps, the relationships that we have with family or friends or the health, the way that we will grow, I think, as Christians is by valuing those things that can't be replaced. You know, we saw just the other day there was I was driving home and there was a lot of those big winds and a lot of big tornadoes and trees were down and cars were crushed and things like that. And that's all stuff that, you know, can be replaced. But it's our family, it's our friends, it's our relationship. That's the stuff that can't be replaced.
That
people sometimes miss.
That money can't buy.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, I've seen people working 2 and 3 jobs, like you said. I've seen it firsthand, really. But, you know, the fruit, the house, the cars, you know, they're never able to enjoy that. And so step one of having fun in the sun is to assess the fruit you have, and the next one is to slow down and enjoy the fruit.
Absolutely. You have to slow down. People have to relax, maybe not work as hard. I mean, because when you work as hard as some people do, those workaholics we were talking about earlier, you know, the work's always going to be there.
Yeah.
The work's going to be there the next day. So it's very important to slow down.
Thank you for that illustration, David.
You're
I think I got it.
My pleasure. I'm here for you. As long as you got it, that's what matters.
And we want you guys to get it. So we're all going to make a commitment to slow down. You know,
that's still a little too fast. What are you going to make a commitment to do?
Oh, we're going to make a commitment to slow down. There you go.
Well done.
Pull a cherry on top. Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that being a person who was raised in New York City, the city that never sleeps, I really never saw that happening. So you got to cut me some slack.
Okay.
That's like kind of the nature I grew up with. We don't slow down. It's just always on the go. And, you know, I often watch people, me included, go about their day. People are hustling throughout the day, speed walking, eating while they walk, you know, while they're traveling, talking quickly. And it really wasn't until I came to Connecticut when I realized that life has slowed down, I would say, a lot more than a tad, more than what I was used to. You know, stores are closed earlier. Streets are clear from people in the evening. You know, it's just a multiplicity of things. And one's lifestyle will enhance the opportunity to enjoy the fruit of one's labor. So I think even, you know, atmosphere can really contribute to whether you're going to slow down or not. So I think the second thing we must remember to enjoying the fruit of one's labor is to slow down when you can. You know, create those opportunities. You may not live in a slow town. You know, it may be very fast-paced, but if you can kind of cause your mind to think, you know, slow, no matter where you are, then that can be helpful.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. It was very funny when I came to Connecticut as well. And I try to find a restaurant or something that was open on a Sunday night. I mean, you can't find it. This place shuts down sometimes.
Oh,
6 o'clock on Sunday.
I
hope you if you're hungry,
up.
You better have something in the fridge.
P&J.
Nothing's open.
Nothing.
Nothing's open. But here's a great reminder, though. When even in the midst of the city, of a great way to remember to slow down. I don't know if you were ever a big, and speaking of New York, you ever watch the show Taxi?
Years ago.
I used to love the show Taxi. So
these
guys are, so obviously you know it's about taxi drivers.
Yeah.
So do you remember the character Reverend Jim? He was one of my favorite characters on the whole thing. He was the crazy guy.
I gotta
guy
go
from,
YouTube it now.
Well, the Back to the Future guy.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd. He was played by Christopher Lloyd.
Oh,
kind
okay.
Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy hair, right?
Yeah.
So he's taking his driver's test. You know, he's taking the written part of the driver's test. And everybody else from the taxi company is over, you know, at the side of the room. And he said, he gets to a question. And the question is, what does a yellow light mean? And so he asked the guys that are over on the side of the thing. He's kind of cheating. I don't endorse cheating.
Yeah.
Especially not by Reverend Jim.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
a funny illustration.
Yeah.
He goes, what's a yellow light mean? And they go, slow down. And he goes, what does a yellow light mean? They say it again. Slow down. Reverend Jim goes, what does a yellow light mean? And the great thing about that is, no matter where you are, you can be driving around in traffic. And whenever you see a yellow light, obviously you know you have to slow down driving.
Yeah, right.
But that can be a yellow light to remind you as well to slow down and enjoy your fun in the sun.
I love it. Well, and suns are yellow.
Oh, snap! You did not just go there.
That was revelation
so
right
the
here.
So the sun is our big yellow light in the sky
reminding
us to slow
us
down. Up top.
Slow
up top.
Down.
That's great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. You see how that happens?
That's good.
He's present.
That's great.
Slow down. Now, slow down. I can't look at the sun any other way.
That's right.
Like, you just wrecked my whole idea. All right, well, good. This is good. So, you know, of course, during this time, that will require some work.
Yep.
I mean, some of us are so wired to go and go and go and go and go. I will raise my right hand.
Mm.
And for those of you who are listening, if you're like always on the go-go, you can raise your hand. Just it's a start of acknowledgement, being, you know, real with yourself. Yeah, I'm one of those people. So, you know, we can be like in little energizer bunnies that won't stop, you know.
But remember, the scripture is always, always reminding us to slow down. We talked about Psalm 128 and Ecclesiastes 2.
Mm-hmm.
I love how the Amplified Version puts it. It says, there is nothing better for a man, and I will say, or a woman.
Yeah.
Remember last week?
Yeah.
What was the word of the day last week?
Daughtership.
Daughtership.
Yeah.
So there's nothing better for a man or a woman than that he or she should eat and drink and make themselves enjoy their labor.
Yeah.
Even this I have seen is from the hand of God. So what the author of Ecclesiastes is telling us is the enjoyment of our lives is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great way to understand it. There's nothing better that a person can do but to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work.
Mm-hmm.
And the Message version of the scripture puts it like this. The best you can do with your life is have a good time and get by the best you can.
I love that. I think we have a caller who wants to share something with us. Hello, you are on the prayer journey. How are you? Hi, you're on the prayer journey. How are you?
Hello, anybody there? Maybe not.
Okay.
They probably slowed down a little bit too much. That was it. They just slowed down and hung up the phone very slowly.
Yeah, probably. It's okay. Well, for those of you who are listening, yes, if you call in 1-877-904-0198 and you press the number 1, our producers will see that you want to talk to us. So maybe they press number 1 by accident. But for those of you who do want to share about our topic today, about slowing down, maybe you have some difficulty slowing down. Maybe we can offer some, you know, advice or some, you know, tips on how to slow down. Remember, I came from a very, very busy city. Now I'm in a slower atmosphere, and it kind of forces you to slow down. So listen, we would love to talk with you, and maybe you can share how you have slowed down and how it has been a blessing to you. So we want to hear about that, because there are a lot of people who kind of struggle in that area, really, you know, being able to enjoy the blessings that God has given you. And for the person who calls in, we have a free book for you. This book is filled with, it's actually called Filled with Joy. We're talking about fun in the sun, but it's actually called Filled with Joy. And it's, you know, daily, a daily guidepost prayer companion. You can read pretty much daily a lot of inserts from writers that will help to fill you with joy. So to the person that calls, the book is yours, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and we'll see that you want to dialogue with us, and we'll be so happy to talk with you. For those of you who are listening via online, go to our Facebook page. It's Our Prayer is the name of our Facebook page, and you can just write in the comment, Fun in the Sun in caps, and we will see, acknowledge that, and we'll get our book sent out to you free, just like that. This, you can enjoy acid just like that. So we would love to hear from you. David, you've been making some really, really great points. And, you know, some people may be thinking, how can I have fun in the sun when there are so many terrible things going on in the world, you know? And I agree. I mean, like, sometimes you just like, look, I don't even want to read the news. I don't even want to, because it's just so much going on. And I would say that even with all of that, that's going on around us, there are opportunities for us to enjoy the fruit of our labor by sharing our fruit. So, for example, children who may be suffering, you know, beginning a mentoring program, or a single parent mothers who need help, organize a grandparents program, all of these and many, many more are opportunities to sing the fruit of your labor through sharing your fruit. Because God gives us many gifts that we can use to help a sad situation, to see the love of Christ. And those of you who are listening, maybe you have started an organization. Maybe your gift is helping someone else. We want to hear about it. And maybe other people, we can log on and see what you're doing. So please feel free to call us, 1-877-904-0198, and share what you're doing to help bring the sun in someone else's life. You know, I don't know about you, David, but I get such a joy seeing others benefit from the gift that God has given me.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, God throughout the scriptures, certainly in the Old Testament, when Jesus tells us in the New Testament that we are to share what we have.
Yeah.
You know, we've been given things so that we might be a blessing.
Yeah.
To others. If someone asks for your shirt, give them your coat. You know, taking care of the poor and the widow and the needy, the book of James says that true religion is this, that you take care of the widows and the orphans in their distress. So I think not only sharing our, I'm gonna be the master of the metaphor here as well.
Okay.
And not only sharing the fruits of our labor with folks, but we've talked before on this program about the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we share the fruit of the Spirit with others, our love, our joy, our peace, our patience, we can also speak and bless others with those intangible things as well, by being a blessing.
Yeah.
To those folks, not only with the financial fruit, but with that spiritual fruit as well.
Amen. If you just turned in, we're talking about having fun in the sun, the S-O-N, as described in Psalms 128 and 2. You know, we've talked about how God desires that we enjoy the fruit of our labor and ways we can share to do this. And one is assessing the fruit that you have and eating and enjoying the benefits of your fruit. And now we're talking about number 3, sharing the fruit with others.
Isn't that what the first lesson that your mama or daddy taught you?
Mm-hmm.
When you're fighting with a toy,
yeah,
with your brother or your sister, what's the first thing they say? Oh, you should share that.
That's
always
true.
Be nice and share. Sharing is caring is another way that we've heard it.
Yeah.
So it's, I think when we understand that we are stewards of all that God has given us, when we understand that we don't own what we have, we're taking care of it, we're stewards, then it opens up that door for us to share a lot more practically and a lot more joyfully, I think. So So the idea of being able and willing to share, I think, is very, very important.
I agree. You know, it's so funny because we often hear people say, God sure has jokes. You know, maybe you said, God sure has a sense of humor. You know, I've said that a time or two. Have you?
Listen, you want to hear about God's sense of humor? I'll tell you about God's sense of humor.
Okay.
I was living in California. All I could do, boy, it's hot. Boy, the weather's hot. Wish it wasn't so hot. God calls me to Connecticut. 8 feet of snow this winter. I am not complaining about the humidity at all right now because I know it'll be 15 feet of snow if I start complaining again.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was living in California, too, we also had a lot of neighbors were right around us, you know. And if you know L.A., Southern California area, your neighbors are kind of right on top of you sometimes. You know, I mean, it's like your yard, a fence, and the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
You're right there. I was like, boy, these neighbors sure are close. Wish I had a little more room between my neighbors. You know where I'm living now? On the top of a hill. You know who my neighbors are? Sheep and goats and cows and horses. I don't see a neighbor for a mile.
Oh my
so God definitely has a sense of humor. Yeah. And my advice, be very specific when you pray.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
And watch what you say.
Watch what you say. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it.
You ever hear that? Like, never say never?
That's right.
Because I don't know. In my life, I've definitely had God like totally allowed the never to happen that I said I would never do, right? You know.
And do you have a story? Do you have any good stories about God having a sense of humor?
I mean, even just ministry, you know? Like, you know, people would, oh, you're going to be in ministry. And I'm like, ah, please, you got the, totally got the wrong person. Get out of here. That's not me. I'll stay over here singing, dancing, prancing.
Right.
You know, I'm fine. And years later, lo and behold, I'm like, oh, snap. I got
there you
it.
Are.
It is
in ministry. That's right.
Like this is not funny.
I'm telling you, but God has got that sense of humor, though.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. David, if you could tell our listeners, you know, we got a couple of minutes before we're about to remain. Again, those of you who are listening, maybe you have a funny story about, you know, how God, you know, has a sense of humor in your life. Share that with us. It really does encourage, and it allows us to see how God really is involved in each and every one of our lives and how he really orders our steps for the things that he has called us to. We want to hear from you, 1-877-904-0198. Again, we do have a book for you, for the person who calls and shares. A free book will be sent to you. If you're listening online, you can go to our Facebook page, the Our Prayer page, and type in caps, Fun in the Sun. And we will get that book out to you as well. And we have a couple of minutes left, but even before the end of the show, I definitely want to also open it up to those who are desiring prayer. Because maybe, you know, right now it is sunny, it is summer, but it doesn't feel like it for you. And maybe you just need someone to pray with you, and we are here and want to pray with you for whatever it is that you may be going through currently. So please stick around. I'm going to open the line up for those who are desiring prayer. Keep the number, you know, on stash. It's 1-877-904-0198. And as soon as we give the go signal, you press number one, and our producer will lock you in. David, if you could just before we end the show today, tell our listeners one more thing about having fun in the sun. What advice would you give them?
Well, I think you covered so much great ground today, Tien. The idea of just kind of being able to look and acknowledge and assess our fruit, being able to enjoy it and sharing it with others. So I really wanted to grab something to leave, something deep and meaningful, you know, because life is, we all know that life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes by so quickly. We've talked about enjoying our friends. We've talked about the importance of those relationships, those intangibles. And we've talked about going at breakneck speed through life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to college and you get a job and it's just go, 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 go. And so I dug deep. I did a lot of research and I found a quote from two of my favorite theologians. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but two of my favorite theologians, Simon and Garfunkel. who basically said the same thing we've been saying
theologians,
all day.
Huh?
Like, yeah, those are my two favorite
theologians.
I'm not sure if they're from the 3rd or the 4th century, but they said this: slow down.
Yeah.
Move too fast. You've got to make the morning last.
Good.
So whenever you see that traffic light, whenever you see that big yellow light in the sky, just remember to slow down. That the psalmist and the writer of Ecclesiastes encourages you to enjoy your life and all the gifts that God has given you.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love it. Amen.
Amen.
And that was all for you, listeners. I hope that you were able to take that away. And, you know, if any takeaway today, slow down. God has so much that he wants you to enjoy. And we want you to take a moment of each day and just enjoy that in whatever it is that you're doing. To recognize the blessings that God has given you. I'm going to open this. We have about 5 minutes left. I want to open this time up again for those who are desiring prayer. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1 and we'll connect you in and we'll pray for you. We want to pray for those who are desiring prayer for any reason. It doesn't have to deal with today's topic. Maybe you're going through something in your life and you just want to connect with someone believing in the power of prayer, and we want to offer that to you. Well, blessings be to our God in heaven. Everybody's having fun in the sun.
They are indeed. They've all slowed down.
They've all slowed down.
Wonderful.
So that's good. We are so glad that you were able to join us. Thank you, David, again for sharing with us today, talking with us about sharing gifts and slowing down. It has really been empowering, and I'm definitely going to take that away every time I look at that big, bold, yellow light
Amen.
In the sky.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for praying with us and being a part of our prayer community. Please, until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment, reflect, and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. God bless you all.